names of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Prayer Pierces Clouds.
The Book of Sirach. The Lord is the God of justice, who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet God hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. That one's petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. And the Lord will not delay. The Word of God.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord.
That very familiar refrain, especially in the United States, by John Foley, Jesuit, the Lord hears the cry of the poor, pretty much is the main theme of the responsorial psalm that we will have for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And it is the perfect response for the first reading from the book of Sirach. Sirach simply reinforces what God's role is in relation to those of us who pray, especially to those of us who cry our prayers. It reminds us that God is just, and God knows no favorites, and God is not unduly partial toward those of us who suffer, but God hears. God hears every prayer and is not deaf. This passage contains one of my most favorite lines in all of Scripture. Toward the end, it says, the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal. This passage was so significant for me that I spent a considerable amount of time writing a song titled, The Prayer of the Lowly. And my refrain on that song sings, the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds and does not rest until it finds God. The image of that, prayers piercing clouds and continuing to pierce and continuing to float and continuing to rise until they reach their goal, I believe is a beautiful, beautiful comfort to any of us who pray, and especially to those of us who pray through our tears. This reading is significant for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and although this is the passage that I've chosen to share and preach about, it really cannot be separated from that responsorial psalm, the Lord hears the cry of the poor, nor can it really be separated from what we hear in St. Paul's second letter to Timothy and what we hear in the Gospel of Luke. Sirach encourages us to trust that our prayers are heard. But in Paul to 2 Timothy, he says, I am already being poured out like a libation. No one has come to my defense. So right away, that gives us an idea that although God hears the cries of the poor, that doesn't mean our prayers are answered the way we want them. Paul continued to be faithful. Paul continued to endure. And Paul continued to give God the glory, even though he may have cried out to be freed from prison, even though he may have cried out to have someone there to support him. Likewise, the Gospel of Luke is that marvelous, marvelous story about both the Pharisee and the tax collector going into the temple to pray, and the Pharisee proclaiming, "Thank you, God, that I am not like others, that I am not like this miserable tax collector." And Jesus teaches those who were convinced of their own righteousness how wrong they are in their righteousness. It is the humility of the tax collector. The tax collector who says, "Lord, have pity on me, a sinner." There is no entitlement because of prayer. We can pray, we can yell our prayer, we can scream our prayer, we can sing our prayer, we can cry our prayer, but there is no entitlement with that. Ours is the responsibility to pray and to trust and to know that God hears whether we receive what we think we need or not. Our reception of what we have designated our prayer must achieve is not the measure of whether or not God hears us. God hears the cry of the poor. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest until it finds its home in God. Can we trust that? Can we be faithful in our endurance? Can we be humble enough to trust even when we don't get what we ask for? The 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, this reading from Sirach presents us with a God of all faithfulness and asks us to remain just as faithful as God, trusting that prayer pierces clouds.
Oh.